Well, I'm here at the Gold Coast Convention Centre with Michael Malthouse, our senior coach. We've got four new players. Mick, and I understand that you coached one of their dads. Tell me about that.
Does that make me sound young or old or what? Yes, I have. I've coached Peter Foster, and Jaden's his young bloke, who's a left-footer also, a bit taller than his dad. So, but it'd be great to get back Peter going from being a Western Bulldog fan to he's got to follow his father across to Carlton, so it's great. We've pinched another supporter. So it feels strange because I have met him, and he was... when he walked through the door, I thought, God, I've gone back 30 years, Peter Foster. Because it was 30 years ago I coached Peter. And I look at this kid and I think, geez, if he plays as good as his father, we're in... You know, and he's a good goal kicker. He's tall, he's agile. I think everyone right now, as I said to the boys, this is your grand final. This is our recruiter's grand final. But no one loses, because everyone picks and they all cherry ripe and fantastic. It's only next year when we start to find out whether they can play or not. But reality is the boys have put so much time into this, and I've been able to, along with our other match committee members, actually view a lot of their tapes, which we haven't had a chance in the past because we were sort of still playing finals. But these boys, they really do show something, and I don't know whether our Carlton supporters are caught up with Clem Smith's story, but it is just a beauty. It's worth going back. I don't know what paper it was in, but it was in one of the papers about his family and how he's come through. Rob Wally coached him in the under-16s, and he was one of his better players. And I think a quote from a West Coast Eagle selector, who I used to work with, said, I think you've got the deal of the century. You know, he thinks he's a very good player. And they're our second, our third and fourth pick. So our first and second pick, we're delighted to have Blaine and Dylan. And it's interesting that whilst we're at the table, a text comes through to one of our recruiters, thank you very much, I'm that wrapped. And that was from young Dylan. So it's terrific to be able to recruit players we have put some time into. We hope they were there. We put time into a lot of people. This is not cheating the draft or anything. But when you make an impact like our boys have clearly done that, and they feel delighted to be part of our Carlton side, it's terrific. And I just think we've picked some great characters, very good footballers, a real variety of players. We've got some lightning quick players, we've got some really bullocking players, we've got a tall player, we've got a reliable halfback, come wing, come mid. That's only four kids. Now, they've got to prove it, but I'm very excited about it.
Oh, congratulations on tonight, Mick, and thank you for your time.
Thank you for that.